Texas Church Heroes, Biden's Gun Agenda Leaves Us Defenseless Against Criminals. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 27, 2020. Jack Wilson and Stephen Williford each used a gun to stop armed church attackers in Texas, and say Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's gun controls could have rendered them defenseless during the attacks. Wilson used a handgun to show zero T and kill a church attacker in White Settlement, Texas, on December 29, 2019. Video of Wilson shooting the attacker went viral. Williford used an AR-15 to stop a church attacker in Sutherland Springs, Texas, on November 5, 2017. Both Wilson and Williford claimed that the enactment of Biden's gun control proposals would benefit criminals, putting law-abiding citizens at a disadvantage. The NRA published a video in which Biden criticized Williford's use of an AR-15 to stop the attacker, saying, "The kind of gun being carried he shouldn't be carrying." And in the video, Wilson claims Biden's tax plan for certain firearm magazines will make the exercise of the Second Amendment cost prohibitive, saying, he wants to make gun ownership only affordable to the elite. Biden's dream is to leave us all defenseless against criminals, Wilson said. Breitbart News reported that Biden's gun policy includes a provision that could require Americans to sell back their so-called high-capacity magazines to the government, or be registered under the National Firearms Act of 1934, NFA. The latter, unless there were some form of carve-out, could mandate that American gun owners pay a $200 federal tax for every high-capacity magazine they currently own. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.